You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball podcast brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at redrock_bball and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Today, we are going across the NBA and just giving a quick update, injury news and what these players are going to look like the rest of the season. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it indeed.
Just a quick disclaimer, I am recording this just at the end of Thursday's game, so at the end of the Clippers Celtics and the Thunder Pelicans game, so recording it just at the end there. So by the time you listen to this, because I'm going to have a break over the All-Star break, this is coming out, or you know when you listen to this, it's later in the week. If there's more injury news that comes out in the meantime, that's why I haven't covered it, because I recorded a bunch of shows in advance so I can have some days off. All right, so let's look at these injuries across the NBA. Now, we're going to try and go, I'm going to actually go team by team alphabetically. Let's start with the Atlanta Hawks. Clint Capela dealing with that plantar fasciitis heel slash injury. We don't know exactly when Capela's going to be back, but I think it's a good bet to think that he'll be back pretty soon after the All-Star break. He hasn't played, by the time that the end of the All-Star break, it'll be about a month since he hasn't played. So you would assume that he'll be ready to go then. And there is problems with his heel. It's reoccurred multiple times for Capela. So there is some concern there, but I think they'll just want to see what Capela and Collins and Trey and all those guys can do together. Unless he's actually injured, they won't be just shutting him down for the season to get this right, unless it's a fact that he can't run. There's no point trying to evaluate if the bloke can't even move. Of course, if he is out in that situation, the Undertaker, Dwayne Dedman, someone we look at. Skel Labissiere, probably going to miss some games after the All-Star break. Won't be too many. He should be back in action, but finding his spot in the rotation is pretty hard. With Dedman and Capela both there, that's two centers. Collins can play some center. There's Bruno Fernando. There's Damian Jones. I just don't see Skel really playing all that much for it. Atlanta. For Brooklyn, they are notoriously a pain in the ass in terms of getting information regarding injuries, and Kyrie Irving has been out for a decent chunk of time here with a knee injury. My guess here with Irving is that he will be ready to return after the All-Star break. I don't know that for sure. He hasn't played since the 1st of February. That's going to be 3 weeks off by the time we get to after the All-Star break. And even if he's not ready first for that first game, I think a couple more, maybe a week or so, would be the max for Kyrie Irving. And that's going to deflate the value of Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie when those guys come back. The Rock DJ Robbie Williams, it sounds like he's out for quite a while more with that hip injury. Probably likely back in March, it appears. He is not an impact guy. He might not even be an every night rotation player at this point. With this injury, again, he was only playing in minimal minutes. He's been out since December. Not an impact guy. Well, Jaylen Brown did sit out Thursday's game. I think that's good for Jaylen to have set that one out. I talked about that multiple times, how... Yeah, I didn't think he needed to play through it, and then they played through that multiple ankle injury, but he will be fine once we get back to action, and they play on the Friday after the All-Star break. Terry Rozier set out the last game before the break with a knee injury. I don't really think there's any concern there with Rozier and that knee moving forward. Hopefully nothing comes up and we hear anything bad, but I think he will sit some games out down the stretch, just the occasional one if that knee continues to flare up. Giving opportunities to Caleb Martin, to Cody Martin, to Malik Monk as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a couple of games off. But Rozier and his knee soreness should be ready and ready to roll after the break. Cody Martin, he was dealing with a concussion. He missed the last three games prior to the break. He should be fine. I think he's going to start after the break ahead of Paul Washington Jr., and that gives him some 16-team league value. So I think we are going to see Cody Martin play a pretty sizable role here down the stretch for the Charlotte Hornets. If we look at the Chicago Bulls, there's a bunch of guys for us to talk about. Wendell Carter Jr., Lauri Markkanen, Otto Porter. It looks like all those guys are targeting an end of February, start of March return. That was the latest word from the nonsense fools in the front office, John Paxson and Gar Foreman. They are looking to return there. As for Chris Dunn, we don't have an update on him. He should be back. Again, it was an MCL sprain, and they just didn't... Well, we think it's an MCL sprain, and they haven't given us any time frame. I would think he's probably closer as well towards the end of March, but they've just really given us very little in terms of timetable for Dunn. So I'd be expecting all of those guys to come back at a pretty similar time towards the end of February, start of March. That's Carter with his ankle, Markkanen with his pelvis, Dunn with his knee, and Porter with his foot. If any of them aren't going to play again this season, my guess would be Otto Porter, but I don't know that for sure. Dan Gafford's also dealing with an ankle injury. He should be ready to go post-break. Of course, Kevin Love was the big news after the All-Star, or just before the All-Star break, with Achilles soreness. I imagine this 9-day break that he's going to have will be enough to rest it, but I wouldn't be stunned if this sort of thing cropped up again for Love, and we all know he's at risk of knee injuries and back injuries and broken hands and whatever sort of other foolishness goes on with Love. There are going to be other injuries, so be prepared for Larry Nance to have some value in those scenarios. Ante Zizic has been out with a vestibular condition. I don't see how he fits in the rotation when Thompson, Drummond, Love, and Nance are all healthy. And there's also that thing, we'll say they do decide to buy out Tristan Thompson, then I think Zizic just moves into that role and they won't play a three-man front court and Nance won't get those 26 minutes a night that we're all hoping for. So I think that Zizic isn't an option, but if there is something that does go on with Thompson, we could see Zizic moving in there. For Denver, Michael Porter Jr., it's really tough to hold on to him at the moment. Sprained ankle, we know the injury-prone nature of his career so far. And the fact that everyone's going to be getting healthy and it's going to be harder for him to have that sort of impact that he had beforehand. Plumlee should also be pretty close to a return straight after the break. And I'd be pretty stunned if Will Barton wasn't ready. I think all three of these guys, Barton, Michael Porter, and Plumlee, will be all ready to go once they come back. But Plumlee and Porter won't be 12-team league guys, in my opinion, for that section of time. Detroit, the Duck, Luke Kennard. We just don't really have a full update on him at this point with these knee injuries. Unfortunately, he's been out forever. Bilateral knee soreness, so just a nonsense sort of diagnosis. I wouldn't say he's a must roster guy waiting for him to return because we just don't know when it's going to be. We don't know what he's going to do. We don't know how Reggie Jackson and Brown and Rose and McKay Luke and all these guys are going to fit in together. So it is hard to look at Kennard as a must roster player, but I think he'll be back pretty soon. For the Warriors, Kevon Looney in his hip. That's always a problem. While Steph Curry, we're looking at as a March 1st return, that is the number one question. Will Steph be ready to contribute in the fantasy playoffs? I would have to think yes. I don't know that for sure. I think they'll get him out there. He won't play 35 a night. He might play 28 a night. He'll have some rests. But the value of Steph and how good Steph is, he's going to have somewhat of an impact. Just don't expect top 20 or top 30 type numbers. And I think you'll end up relatively pleasantly surprised. Bruno Caboclo should be nearing a return for the Rockets after the break. I don't think he's coming in and playing 25 minutes a night. They like what they're doing with their rotation. Caboclo might be an emergency guy. Maybe he takes Thabo Sefolosha's minutes in that 10 to 11 minute role as the backup center. But I don't think that Caboclo is really going to have any sort of fantasy impact as we move forward unless injuries do strike. Because if Tucker goes down, then he would be an interesting option. For the Clippers, in this game on Thursday, Paul George hurt his hammy. Again, I don't know how many times I've talked about the piss-poor management of hamstring injuries in the NBA. Conley pinged his twice. This is the third time for Paul George. I would expect he misses multiple... Sorry. I would expect in a sport that handles hamstring injuries correctly that he would miss 3 to 4 weeks here. I don't know what the NBA will do, but surely the third time he's pinged it, you're going to be missing weeks, and I would not expect Paul George back until March, would be my guess. Now, with him, when he was out, Lou Williams gets that boost. It helps Montrezl Harrell. It helps Landry Shamet as a points and threes streamer as well. They're the three guys who get the major benefit. It is also going to help Marcus Morris. So I'd be looking to add Marcus Morris off the waiver wire with Paul George likely sidelined. Patrick Beverley's dealing with a groin injury. I imagine he will be back post-All-Star break. For the Memphis Grizzlies, Justice Winslow, I wouldn't be expecting him back anytime soon. I think March is a more realistic expectation, and he's not that good of a player anyway, that he's a stashable guy. If we see him come back and play 30 minutes and look good, then you add him, but he's absolutely not someone that I'm looking at that we need to go and grab in advance. For the Miami Heat, Tyler Hero and Myers Leonard dealing with ankle injuries. I think Hero returns after the break. Leonard, I'm not so sure about. They don't seem to be all that confident in Leonard's ankle. And I think we're going to see him out for at least until March, would be my guess there with Myers and that ankle. He's not really too much of a fantasy option. Well, for Milwaukee, Georgie Hill with a hammy. The word is that he will be back straight after the All-Star break. I'd have to imagine that Yanni will be ready to play after missing the last two games due to the birth of his child. And Kyle Korver had a back issue, but he'll be ready to go as well. When Hill comes back, it has an impact on someone like the big ragu, Dante DiVincenzo. Next up, next bunch of guys. Said Korver already. Carl Towns, the news coming out today about Towns' wrist. It looks like he's going to miss some games after the break. I don't know what that is. Again, you know my thought processes on Iron Men. I don't think this is a dreaded shutdown or anything along those lines with Towns, but he's going to miss some time. And I think, again, March is a more realistic expectation here. James Johnson's an ad. Naz Reid's an ad, probably more for 14 teams, but Naz does have some short-term value there, while Johnson's a guy to look at. I think Wancho also moves from a 16-team league guy probably into a 14-team league guy. Jake Layman also should be ready to return after missing almost literally the entire season. That's going to probably push someone like Alan Crabb out of the rotation and have an impact on guys like Jarrett Culver and even Josh Okogie. It might actually impact Wancho as well, because Layman was playing pretty well before that injury, although he doesn't have the upside of a few of those guys that I mentioned. Kendrick Williams still dealing with a back injury for the Pelicans, while Brandon Ingram missed Thursday's game with an ankle. I think Ingram will be fine. We'll be able to tell if he plays in the All-Star game. Williams is not going to be, I don't believe, a part of the rotation when healthy anyway. For the Thunder, Bazley is out for 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. That's going to see guys like Abdul Nadir, Lugans Dort, and Terry Ferguson probably step up and take some of that playing time from him while he is out. Not really fantasy relevant too much. Andre Robertson, with his knee, I don't expect him to play at all this season, and I wouldn't be stunned if he never played again. It's unbelievable how long this has taken to recover, but patella tendon injuries are absolute disasters, and Jeremy Lin actually returning and looking marginally competent from that sort of injury. It's really something that we don't talk about all that often, how big that was for Lin to be able to return from an injury like that. Just a quick note for the Orlando Magic, John Isaac not coming back this season, nor is Al-Farouq Aminu, and we're not seeing Chuma Okeke, who I think is a really good dynasty stash player. DJ Augustin should be ready to return in the first couple of games after the break with his injured left knee, while Mo Bamba missed the last game before the break with an illness. I'd be pretty surprised if Bamba isn't ready to go. For the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton missed the last couple with ankle soreness. I think he'll be fine post-break. And then you've got a bunch of other big men who suffered injuries. Dario Saric has missed the last few. Aaron Baines with his hip and Frank Kaminsky with his knee. I think Ayton will be ready to go. I think Saric is probably a good chance to be ready to go. Kaminsky, I'm doubtful. I'm doubtful he's even in the rotation, to be honest, Frank. While Baines, I think we're truly in that questionable zone. But Saric and Baines and Kaminsky, these aren't guys who have any sort of value outside of the very deep leagues. Ayton's the one we really care about, and he is going to be ready to rock and roll. Lillard did suffer that groin strain, Damian Lillard, and the Blazers will say he will be reevaluated in a week, so he is going to miss games. We talked about that yesterday when I'm recording this, on Thursday's show last week, talking about how I thought he would miss time. He thought he'd be back. He's going to miss 1 to 2 weeks, it looks like, so that's 3 to 4 games off from Lillard. In that interim, Gary Trent and Anthony Simons step up. You could just stream those guys in. I wouldn't say that they're 100% must-roster guys. Simons lacks in so many areas, while Trent is a little bit hot and cold, but they're the big beneficiaries outside of guys who are already rostered like McCollum. But if Anthony was dropped, Carmelo Anthony, I'd add him because a little bit more usage will go his way. As for Zach Collins, we are still 3 to 4 weeks away, I'd say, from him returning. How he comes back and where he fits with Melo is going to be interesting, but I really, really doubt that Collins is going to have 12-team value. And you know my thoughts on Yusuf Nurkic. He is not a stash. He is not an ad. He'll play marginal minutes behind Hassan Whiteside, and it's not going to be one that you really need to care about. As much as we love Nurkic, and I think he'll be ready to go next season. Mario Hezonja missed the last couple of games with an ankle problem, but he should be fine to go once we get back from the break. Nassir Little also with an ankle injury. I imagine he's ready. Rashawn Holmes and Sacramento and Marvin Bagley. Real chance we don't see these guys again this season. They won't be ready to resume activities after the All-Star break. Probably another 2 weeks or so for both of those guys, meaning that Nemanja Bjelica retains some value. Alex Len, who's been dealing with a hip injury, if he can get healthy, there might be some back-end 14-team league value for him. And Jabari Parker could also get a bit of a boost with those guys out. But I wouldn't expect to see them until sometime in March. That is Rashawn Holmes and Marvin Bagley. Just quickly on Bagley, I know that I shit on the Kings all the time about the Luka Doncic pick. I know that I say I don't believe Bagley's that good. But none of this hatred should ever go towards Bagley. He didn't pick himself at number 2. That dipshit in Sacramento did. So while Kings fans can get upset, oh, this guy's trash, what a bust. And that is a real problem, and your mental health's a big issue, but just constantly hearing it, and I'm probably guilty of it a little bit as well. I don't think Bagley's that good. I didn't think he was that good in the draft, but blaming him for it and just constantly piling. I don't think it's a good look, and I think we should really just be careful of those sort of things. Because imagine that was you in that situation. He didn't pick himself. He didn't say, I'm the guy that you have to pick and hold a gun to their head. They picked him. They made the mistake, and he hasn't played well. It's simple as that. DeMar DeRozan, I think he'll be fine post All-Star break. He missed two games with a back spasm before the break. He'll be ready to go. And then in Toronto, Dewan Hernandez dealing with an ankle problem. He's been out for months. He's not going to be a rotation guy anyway, but I thought I'd give an update there. I think Marc Gasol will be ready to return from his own second hamstring injury. He has been out since the 28th of January, and that'll be about 3 weeks. I think he should be ready to go post break, while Storm and Norman Powell looks like we'll be looking into March, first week of March, for him to return. With him out, they're giving McCaw and Davis those minutes. Sometimes Ananobi gets it, but none of those are really pushing their claim to be must-roster 12-team league players. For Utah, Ed Davis is dealing with a back injury, but he is not even a rotation player at this point, so we don't need to care too much about that one. And then in Washington, Tom Bryant, there's a real chance he is back the first game after the break, but they are going to, and they should, go really, really cautious with a bloke who's had two flare-ups with his foot injury, and he's a big man, and Pashniks, and Mahinmi, and Wagner, and all those guys are there to take the load off. So while Bryant, we could look at him in 24 minutes, he probably is a 12-team league guy, I wouldn't be expecting anywhere close to 30 minutes for Tom Bryant for the rest of the way, and I think they should be absolutely cautious, and John Wall will not play this season. Guys, that'll do it for me for this injury update podcast. I'll be back tomorrow with another show, which is already pre-recorded. Don't forget, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and on YouTube. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.